哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
哈利路亚， may the peace, love and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all our ministers and brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们要一起来学习的题目是从风闻到亲眼见神。
And the topic for this afternoon for our study is from hearing to seeing the Lord.
我们请翻开到约伯记的第四十二章。
Let's all turn to the book of Job 42.
约伯记四十二章的第五节。
Verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Verse 5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
从约伯记的第一章开始，我们就看到约伯他受了很多的苦。
And from chapter 1 of the book of Job, we can see that he had endured much sufferings.
第二章他的苦又在加倍。
And then we see how his suffering was multiplied in chapter 2.
接下来他的朋友来了。And then, 本来是要来安慰他。
And then after that, his friends came intentionally to comfort him.
结果他们用很多的话来责备他，你一定是哪里得罪了神，才有这样子的一个苦难临到你身上。
But then what happened later is that they end up rebuking him with many words. It's because of the wrongdoings that he had done, that is why God gave him the suffering.
不止没有安慰到他，反而让他更加的伤心。
And not only did his friends fail to comfort him, but it caused him much sorrow.
所以在约伯记的阅读当中，我们发现约伯实在是非常的挣扎。
Therefore, throughout the entire book of Job, we can see that Job, he was struggling a lot.
但是到最后面，他讲了这一句话。
But then at the end of the book, he spoke these words.
在约伯记的最后一章，他说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
And in the last chapter of the book of Job, he said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
所以虽然经过了这么多的苦难，但是最后面他所得到的是属灵的成长。
But even though he has undergone much tribulation and suffering, but at the end of it all, he had matured in his faith.
但是从这一句我们可以知道简单来看有两种的信仰，一种就是风闻的信仰，一种就是亲眼看见的信仰。
And so therefore, if we were to dissect this verse, we can see it can be divided into two parts. The first part is, I have heard of you, and the second part is, my eye sees you.
那当然我们希望今年年底了，最后一个安息圣日，我们能够借着机会用圣经的话语来做一个省察考验甚至最主要是自己啦，不要 去衡量别人，我们衡量用神的话来衡量我们自己，那看看我们的信仰大概在哪里。
And because today is the last Sabbath of this year, so therefore let us all take this opportunity to reflect upon ourselves in terms of the level of our faith, where we are, and our past experiences of the year, and not to judge others.
是否我们是在还停留在风闻有你的阶段？
And are we still staying at this level where I have just heard of you?
还是我们能够跟主耶稣讲说，我们真的亲眼看见你了？
Or rather, we can tell our Lord Jesus that indeed now my eye sees you.
这是我们每一个人都需要去经历的一个成长的过程。
And so therefore, this is the process that all of us need to go through and experience it ourselves.
过去的一个礼拜，我们在本拿比教会有冬季的学生领恩会。
And in the past week, in Burnaby Church, we are conducting the Winter Student Spiritual Convocation.
这一次的主题是盼望的人生。
And so the topic for this convocation is Alive of Hope.
所以从圣经当中我们学习了约伯记。
So So therefore, from
约伯这个人物啊
，and so therefore from the book of the Bible, we are studying this character Job.
我们也学了哈巴谷书
，we also studied the book of Habakkuk.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
，and also the book of First Thessalonians.
从当中我们看到很多关于盼望的道理。
And for among all these books, the common theme is hope.
尤其是对将来审判，还有要进入荣耀的一个期待。
And especially the expectation that we carry for the future hope and glory.
现在的年轻人所遇到的挑战啊，非常的多。
And the challenges for many youth today in the modern society is great.
尤其是很多的诱惑。
Especially many temptations.
男女的关系。
And especially relationships between men and women.
在过去的一个礼拜当中，传道也花很多的时间来跟学员们讲关于保守圣洁的这件事情。
And also in the past week, the preachers have also spent much time encouraging the students to keep their purity.
我们也有一个叫做Q&A 就是问与答的时间。
And we also have times for Q&A sessions.
那这些学员也有很多很多的问题，那尤其是关于这个男女关系的，也提出了不少。
And then we see that the students, they brought forward many questions, especially many questions regarding to men and women relationships.
那所以那在分享的过程当中有这样子的一个发现。
And so therefore, during our sharing and our fellowship, we had a discovery.
其实道理是没有改变的。
In fact, the truth remains the same.
从我小时候所听到的道理到现在，它是一样的。什么是可以，什么是不可以，什么是圣洁，什么是在神的眼中不是圣洁。
Because the truth, ever since I was little, that I have heard of until now, it has remained always the same. Whatever is pure, whatever is not pure, whatever is holy, whatever is unholy.
我们也尽量的把所得到纯正的道理来教给学员。
And also, we want to try our best to impart the pure truth to the students.
但是却发现学员的反应不一样。
But however, we found out that the response from the students are different.
就是不一样的学员有不一样的反应。
Meaning that different students, they have different responses.
有些学员听到就说啊，明白，这个是原来是这样子，我要小心。
And so some students, when they heard of the truth, they understood and they tell themselves that, yes, I must be careful.
可能有些学员觉得说，这个太古板了，过时了，怎么到二十一世纪，还在讲这些东西。
And so some other students, they were, when they heard of this, they were like, what kind of concept is this? You are living in the 21st century, modern society is so old-fashioned and traditional.
所以我们发现说，其实不是道理讲解的不够明白。
So therefore, now we realize that it is not because that we have not expound the truth clearly.
最重要的是怎么样帮助这个孩子，或者是说这个孩子的心中到底有没有神。
But rather, what is more important to focus upon is whether the student's heart has a place or room for God.
如果这个孩子心中有神
，If this child has God in his or her heart，
他真的认识神
，and that they really know and true and recognize God，
那不管他在哪里去
，and so it doesn't matter where they go，
他就是想要做神喜悦的事情
，and they want or desire to do things that are pleasing to God，
他不敢做得罪神的事情
，and they would not dare to do things。That will incur wrath from God.
对不对？就好像约瑟，他被卖到埃及之后
，Just like Joseph after he was sold to Egypt.
他在他主人的家中这个祖母要引诱他
，And that he was in his master's home, and the wife of his master wanted to seduce him.
我们看创世纪的第三十九章
，Let's turn to Genesis 39.
三十九章的第六节
，Verse 6，
波提法将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中， 除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。约瑟原来秀雅俊美。
So verse 6. So he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. And Joseph was handsome in form and appearance.
第七节。
7.
这事以后，约瑟主人的妻以目送情给约瑟说，你与我同寝吧。
Verse 7, now it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, lie with me.
第八节。
8.
约瑟不从，对他主人的妻说，看啊，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里。
Verse 8, but he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand.
第九节。
9.
在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶，得罪神呢？
Verse 9, there is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
约瑟年轻人在这个时候远离了家庭。
So over here, we see that Joseph, he's a youth and he was away from his home.
没有他的爸爸妈妈在旁边告诉他什么可以做，什么不可以做。
And his father and his mother were not beside him, telling him what to do and not to do.
但是约瑟他心中有神。
But however, within the heart of Joseph, there is God.
所以当他遇到试探、遇到引诱的时候，知道这件事情是不对的，他说：“我怎能做这大恶，得罪神呢？”
So therefore, now that he is facing this great temptation and seduction from the master's wife, he said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?"
所以讲回来，我们今天在信仰上非常重要的，就是要真的心中有神。
So therefore, this brings to the point that what is most important is that within our heart, there must be a room for God.
不要只是一个形式化的崇拜，或者是习惯性的聚会敬拜而已。
So let us not just fall into the complacency and the formality of just coming for worship.
而是真正的来认识神。
But rather, truly, we come to know God.
尤其是在教会里面长大的孩子。
And this pertains especially to the children who have grown up within the church.
从小去教会是因为父母觉得把最好的给我们，去教会是最好的，带我们去教会。
And that ever since you are young and a little kid, your parents want to give the best for you, and they believe that it is best to bring you to the church.
那什么时候你可以把这位父母的神成为自己的神？
But however, there must come to a time where you personalize this God of your parents and become your own God.
因为你没有办法跟随你父母的神一辈子。
Because there is no way you can follow the God of your parents forever.
要跟随我们自己的神。
But rather, you must follow your own God.
我们来看圣经里面的一个人物。
So let us look at a character from the Bible.
创世纪的第31章。
Genesis 31.
创世纪的31章。
Genesis 31.
我们看，我们到前面一点好了。创世纪的第28章。
Let's turn to Genesis 28.
这个是雅各，他离开了他的家。
Over here, we see how Jacob has left his hometown.
28章的第我们来看哈，第十节。
And let's look at verse 10 of chapter 28.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。
Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran.
11节。
11.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿。 便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
Verse 11, so he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep.
12节,
12.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
Verse 12, then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
13节,
13,
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants.
14节,
14,
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族也必因你和你的后裔得福。
Verse 14, also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and in you and your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
第十五节，我也必与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
Verse 15, Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
16节,
16,
雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
16, Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
好，所以在这里我们可以看到雅各他离开家的时候。
So over here, we can see that after Jacob departed from his homeland,
哦，他知道他家里是敬拜神的。
He knew that he came from a God-worshipping family.
他知道从他的祖，从他的祖父亚伯拉罕，从他的父亲以撒，他们都听到了很多的见证。
Because he knew that Abraham and Isaac before him had heard of many testimonies.
但是现在他离开家了。
But now he has left his home.
他说，最后他说，神在这里，我竟不知道。
And yet he concluded saying that surely God is in this place and I did not know it.
因为对他来说，这个是父亲的神啊，是祖父的神。
Because for him per se, this God belonged to his grandfather and his father.
但是神爱他。
But God loves him.
神要做雅各的神。
God wants to be the God of Jacob.
神亲自来向雅各显现。
And personally, God revealed himself to Isaac.
所以以后雅各也要说，这个是我的神。
God revealed himself to Jacob, and therefore Jacob from now on says that this is from now on my God.
所以不管我们今天是第几代的信仰。
So therefore today it doesn't matter which generation of believers you belong to.
不管多少的见证我们从我们的祖辈从我们的父辈听到过。
And it doesn't matter how many testimonies you have heard from the generation of your father or grandfather.
我们每一个人一定要有自己跟神建立关系。
But each and every one of us, we must establish our own personal relationship with God ourselves.
不要只停留在风闻的信仰，要进入到亲眼见神的信仰。
And let us not stay at a level where our ears have heard of God, but let us enter into the space where our eyes see God.
我们来讲一些例子，什么叫做风闻的信仰？
So let us raise some examples. What does it mean when my ears hear of God?
我们来看这个约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
当主耶稣复活的时候
，When Lord Jesus has resurrected，
他不是一下子跟所有的人显现。
He did not reveal himself right away to many people.
我们来看约翰福音的第二十章。
Let's turn to John 20.
二十四节。
24。
那十二个门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
Verse 24, but Thomas called Didymus, one of the twelve, was not with them when Jesus came.
25节。
25.
那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕。” 用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Verse 25, the other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
这个多马跟随了主耶稣三年的时间。
Now Thomas, he has been a follower of Lord Jesus for 3 years.
多马实在是非常的诚实。
And so over here, we can see how honest Thomas was.
人家跟他讲说看见耶稣了，他不信，就有些人就隐藏在心里嘛，哈。他很勇敢的讲出来，他说除非我看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那个钉痕，指头探入，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
So many people in this kind of situation will just keep the comment to themselves. But Thomas, he was very honest. He says that unless I put my hands into the print of the nails and the finger and into the side, I will not believe.
虽然多马他信心在这个还不足，甚至至少他诚实，他承认他自己的不信。
And so even though, yes, Thomas, his faith may not be very full, but yet he was very honest to acknowledge his unbelief.
什么叫做风闻的信仰呢
？So therefore, what does it mean that you have heard of the Lord?
有时候风闻的信仰就是你听到见证的时候，你不是不相信那个见证，你相信说这些人得到了这些恩典，但是你就是不相信这个恩典今天会发生在你的身上。
And so, what does it mean to hear the Lord? It means that when you hear of testimonies, you believe that yes, it may happen to other people, but unless you experience it yourself, you will not believe.
哦，这个好像不是你自己的体验。
Because it is not your own personal experience, after all.
或者是说你不觉得说它会发生在你的身上。
Or maybe you think that this kind of spiritual experience will never happen on yourself.
所以很多时候你就只好自己做准备。
So that's why many a times you just prepare yourself.
你所做的决定就好像没有神一样，因为你不觉得神的工作会发生。
Therefore, the decision that you make is that, well, you don't believe that God's work will ever happen anyways.
我自己都是要自己做好处理。
I have to do everything myself.
如果每一个人都是这样子来开会的话，
And so if everyone come with this kind of mindset to the meeting,
没有看见神。
You don't see God.
只看到自己 的部分。
You only see yourself.
我记得有一次我参加一个地方的全国的教会会议。
And I remember there was one time, I was attending a national conference at a certain location.
那很多教会的代表，他们就发言讨论。
And of course, many of the delegates, coming from different churches, they were talking about their opinions.
甚至比较激动一些，要这样子，要那样子。
And some of them got very excited. We must do this. We must do that.
意见不合，然后再讲，一定要这样子，一定要这样子，听我的，听我的才是对。
And then there were so many different kind of opinions. You must listen to me, and I must listen to you.
那我记得有一个年轻的代表，他可能是里面最年轻的代表，他起来发言。
And I think that there was a young delegate, probably the youngest of all. He stood up and he said,
他说我们不要再这样子讨论下去了，这里有神，我们要靠神。
And then so he brought up this point that let us not argue anymore. God is in this place. Let us hear, listen to what God says.
我们不是从小都说神就在这里吗？这是我第一次来开会，为什么你们这样子开会？
And so, didn't you guys say that God is in this place? And this is the first time I come to this conference. And how come you guys are arguing like this?
我们可不可以一起祷告来求神带领？
So can we not all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us?
有时候真的，就算不要说传道负责，我们在教会里面做久了，我们很习惯用自己的方式去做事情。
And so therefore, let us not say that we are preachers or ministers, but after being in the church a long time, a lot of the times, we just do things our own ways.
我们信主很久了，我们很习惯这个应该要这样做，那个应该要这样子做。
Because we believe in the Lord for a long time, we are so habitual doing things this way or that way.
但是不是已经很久没有去体会神的作为是什么？
But has it been a very long time that we have experienced the ways of God?
已经忘记了有神的作为和神的带领。
That we have long forgotten that God has His way and has His work.
这个就是第一个。其实从心里面已经没有去想，甚至去相信有神的在带领，就是好像我自己已经知道怎么做这些事情。
So therefore, this is the very first point, that within our heart, we have long forgotten or even know to ask Him to guide us and to prepare for us.
再来哪一种是也是像风闻有神的信仰呢？
And then what other kinds of faith is a faith that stays at the level of hearing the Lord?
我们来看，这个是启示录的第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录的第三章。
Chapter 3.
三章的第十四节
，verse 14，
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说
，verse 14，and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
第十五节，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你冷，我巴不得你或冷或热。
Verse 15, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot.
第十六节，
16,
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Verse 16, so then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth.
17节,
17,
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Verse 17, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
十八节，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed.That the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
这是主耶稣跟老底家教会所讲的话。
So over here, these are the words of Lord Jesus to the church in Laodicea.
不只是给老底家教会的弟兄姐妹。
And not only to the brothers and sisters of the Laodicean church.
圣灵向教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So over here, whatever the words of the Holy Spirit speaking to the churches, if they have ears, they must hear.
这些话也是要来提醒我们今天可能在信仰当中的危机。
And these words are also directed to us today because we may also be caught in the danger of our faith.
这些弟兄姐妹，他们自认为很好，过得很好。
Because over here, the brothers and sisters, they feel that they are living a very good life.
甚至他们也会感谢神。
They also know how to give thanks to God.
他说十七节，我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Because verse 17, they claim that they have become rich, have become wealthy, and they have need of nothing.
对现在安逸的生活，他觉得非常的舒适。
And they are very glad with their complacent living.
但是他们在神的眼中是什么样子呢？
But however, what are they in the eyes of God?
原来他们是不冷不热。
In the eyes of God, they are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold.
他觉得他一样都不缺。
They feel that they don't lack anything.
但是神从属灵的眼光看到他的时候，发现他缺的太多了。
But yet, from a spiritual perspective, when God look at them, they are lacking so many things.
在银行户口有很多钱。
Yes, they have much money accumulated in the bank account.
但是在属灵的户口却是贫穷可怜。 的。
But yet in the spiritual account, they are poor and they are pitiful.
在属灵来看，却是瞎眼赤身的。
And from the spiritual perspective, they are blind, they are naked.
所以主劝他们。
Therefore, God counseled them.
第十八节说，向他买火炼的金子。来得到真正的父子父主十八节
Verse 18 God counseled them to buy from him gold refined in the fire
买白衣穿上叫他赤身的羞耻不露出来
And to buy white garments so that they may be clothed that the shame of their wickedness will not be revealed
买眼药擦眼睛使他能够看见
And to buy eye salve so that they can anoint their eyes to see
火炼的金子指的就是神的道要在道理上来富足。
And gold refined in fire, it means the truth of God that they must become rich in the word of God.
我们富足吗？
Are we rich today?
你看你的银行户口很多。
Look at your bank account, there are much money.
都不缺。
You are lacking nothing.
但是你神的道理懂多少？
But how about the word of God? How much do you know?
我们过去的一个礼拜。
In the past week,
每天都有好多的圣句给学生背
and that we have many memory verses for the students to memorize,
要让他们能够富足起来
so that they can become rich.
到需要用的时候，这些经文就能够帮助他们，指引他们的方向
and when the time comes that when they need guidance, these words will help them on their spiritual path.
如果我们觉得我们在属灵上不够富足
So today, if we feel that we are not abundant in the spiritual faith,
我们来向主买这个火炼的金子
So therefore, let us buy this gold refined in the fire from God.
不只是来到教会的时候翻圣经
So we don't just come to the church and flip open our Bible.
以前来到教会还会翻圣经，现在来到教会都不用翻圣经了
Maybe in the past, you come to church, you will still flip your open book the Bible, but now when you come, you don't even bother.
我们要至少一个很实在可以做的，就是我们要每天的读经。
So there's something that we can do in purpose, intentionally, that is to study our Bible every day.
不管是我们自己的读经进化，或者是照着教会所安排每日的读经进化。
So regardless whether you're following the church Bible reading plan or your own personal Bible reading plan.
第二个说，又买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身羞耻不露出来。
Over here, the second point, to buy white garments that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed.
在启示录里面告诉我们，这个白衣可以指的就是圣徒所行的义。
So over here, the white garments refers to the righteousness by the saints.
可能这个信徒他觉得说，我又不做什么伤害别人的事情。
Maybe this believer feels that I'm not committing any crime that is harming others.
我很自我感觉良好。
And they feel themselves to be very great.
但是却从神的眼中看来却是什么赤身的，因为他没有行义，没有把道理行在他的生活当中。
But from the eyes of God, they are not performing righteousness because they do not practice righteousness in their daily life.
他有听到道理。
Yes, they hear of the truth.
大概知道什么是对的。
They probably know what is right.
但是这些道理都是为别人讲的。
But yet, all these truths are directed to other people.
他需要这样子，他需要那样子。
That other people should do this or do that.
但是不觉得主就在盯着他，你需要这个样子。
But yet, they never apply it to themselves, thinking that this is what God wanted from them.
因为他没有看到神。
Because they did not see God.
所以也觉得神没有看到他。
That is why they feel that God is not looking at them anyways.
所以自己就照着自己的意思去做了。
So therefore, you just do whatever you want to do.
但是主有看到你。
But God does see.
启示录就是写给我们每一位的。
Because the book of Revelation is written to all of us.
主耶稣在教会里面行走。
That our Lord Jesus, He is walking within the church.
在不久之前，在这个教会本拿比教会，有一个慕道者，他做见证。
And very recently, in the Burnaby Church, there is a true seeker who gave testimony.
一个执事在讲道的时候。
There's a certain deacon who is preaching the sermon.
工人在讲道的时候，那他看到有耶稣。
And then this truth seeker, he saw Lord Jesus behind the sermon speaker.
不只看到一次, 还有一次看到有光。
And not just one time, another time he saw a glorious light.
他以为他自己看错, 他眨眼睛,
he thought that he has saw something wrong, but he blinked his eyes and he still saw the glorious light.
对他来说, 他就本来有一些怀疑, 到底神在不在这个教会, 那看到了这个异象, 他就更加确定神一定在这个教会。
And initially, he has doubts whether God is within this church. But after he has seen these visions, he was confirmed in his heart that God is indeed in this church.
那其实这个见证也是给我们一个提醒。
So therefore, this testimony also serves as a reminder for us
today. 我们没有看到神，不代表他没有在看我们，其实他是在看我们的。
Even though we did not see God, but God is in fact looking at us all the time.
那我在神的 眼里到底是一个什么样子的人呢?
So therefore, we may wonder, what kind of a person am I in the eyes of God?
我是神眼中富足的吗?
Am I rich in the eyes of God?
我是在神眼中有穿上白衣行义的吗?
Am I a person putting on the white garment and doing righteousness in the eyes of God?
如果我们发现我们还缺少的话,
if we realize that we are still lacking.
主耶稣这些话都是讲给我们听的。
All the words of Lord Jesus over here are directed to us today.
19节。
Let's look at verse 19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
我们要发热心。
We must be zealous.
为主工作。
To serve our God.
让我们的信仰深的是亲眼见神的信仰。
So that our faith can elevate to the point where our eyes see God.
神就在这里。
God is right here.
在看我们。
He is looking at us.
不管我们到哪里。
Doesn't matter where we go.
就好像神跟雅各说的, 我必与你同在。
Just like what God said to Jacob, I will be with you.
我们讲的每一句话,
every single words that we speak,
我们所做的每一个决定,
every decision that we make,
让我们做得好像看到神一样,
so that whatever we do, we are doing as if we are seeing God.
在过去的一年当中,
and within the past year,
我们去思考神对我们的带领。
Let us ponder upon the guidance of God.
我们思考神给我们的恩典。
Let us ponder upon the grace that He has poured upon us.
但是我们也要思考, 那到底我为主做了什么?
But let us also ponder upon this fact, what have I done for God?
过去的这一年, 我怎么样更多的追求, 更加的亲近主?
And in the past year, how much effort have I put in to drawing closer to God and pursue after Him?
如果我们发现有亏欠的话,
so if we realize that we are still falling short,
年末的时候是我们来在神面前悔改的时候,
and at the end of the year, this is the time for us to repent before God,
而且来告诉主耶稣,
and to come to tell our Lord Jesus,
在新的一年, 请再给我机会,
that in the coming new year, please give me another opportunity.
我要好好的来为你发热心,
I want to become zealous for you.
愿主祝福各位。
May God bless you all.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
210首。
210.